It is important to acknowledge the persistence of systemic and cultural racism in our societies globally, as well as in institutions tasked with maintaining peace, well-being, and stability. Racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and other forms of related intolerance are deeply ingrained, enduring over generations and sustaining marginalization and inequality. Despite its long-standing and comprehensive legal and institutional frameworks, Belgium does not claim to be free of racism and will continue to combat it in order to establish pluralistic, non-discriminatory, tolerant, and equal societies. In an effort to deal with the colonial legacy, in July 2022, Archking Philippe visited the DRC, expressing his deepest regrets for the wounds of the past and stating that although many Belgians at the time in the Congo gave their best, sincerely loved the country and its people, the colonial regime as such was based on exploitation and domination and was characterized by paternalism, discrimination, and racism. The expert's report to the Special Parliamentary Committee Congo Colonial Past was also finalized since the IGWG last met in late October 2021, and the members of parliament are now studying its recommendations for further action. The federal government of Belgium has further implemented several initiatives to counteract racism. One of the primary goals of these measures is to improve the monitoring and study of racism by enhancing, in particular, the disaggregated collection of qualitative and quantitative data, as data collection can be a positive and critical tool in the fight against discrimination related to racism. Training and awareness raising are also an integral part of Belgium's efforts in the fight against racism. Additionally, Belgium has also remained committed to defeating racism through harnessing the UN mechanisms. In the past year, my country has had the constructive dialogue with the CERT committee and its UPR review. The recommendations stemming from both the dialogue, will help us shore up the fight against racism in my country. Thank you.